Alvaro Luna Hernandez was sentenced in June 1997 in Texas to 50 years in prison for defending himself by disarming a police officer who was preparing to shoot him. Luna was unarmed. His supporters say that the trial evidence clearly showed Alvaro was the victim of witch hunts and a police-orchestrated conspiracy to frame or eliminate him. Police informants were used to monitor Alvaro's organizing activities in the barrio. They were told Alvaro was, quote, typing legal papers, unquote, or, quote, had many books, unquote, and was working on police brutality cases in rural Texas. The police knew of Alvaro's history and his community-based organizing and his legal skills. Alvaro was recognized nationally and internationally as the national coordinator of the Ricardo Aldape Guerra Defense Committee, which led the struggle to free Mexican national Aldape Guerra from Texas death row. Guerra had been charged by Houston police with allegedly killing a cop. Alvaro's human rights work was recognized in Italy, France, Spain, Switzerland, Mexico, and other countries. Alvaro spearheaded the national movement of La Raza, Stop the Violence Youth Committee, and the Prisoners Solidarity Committee in Houston, Texas, where he is known as a symbol of resistance to injustice. Alvaro was sentenced to prison, narrowly dodging the death penalty in 1976 for a murder he did not commit, a fact that was exposed by various media outlets and led to his eventual release. From his previous case, Alvaro's struggle, along with hundreds of other cases of political imprisonment, was adopted on December 9, 1990, at Hunter College in New York City by the Special International Tribunal on Violations of Human Rights of Political Prisoners and Prisoners of War Held in U.S. Prisons and Jails. In March 1993, Alvaro was a non-governmental organization NGO delegate before the 49th session of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights in Geneva, Switzerland. Before the U.N. General Assembly, he vociferously exposed and condemned the U.S. government's dismal human rights record and its human rights violations of U.S. political prisoners. Alvaro was a public speaker invited to speak at many colleges, universities, and conferences in this country. His topics range from injustices of the criminal justice system against people of color to self-determination, human rights, political prisoners, Aztlan, national liberation, and revolution. His eloquent, dynamic presentations would electrify audiences. On July 18, 1996, Sheriff Jack McDaniel of Alpine, Texas, went to arrest Alvaro at his home on a charge of aggravated robbery, a charge which was later dismissed with Alvaro as his own counsel. No warrant for the arrest was issued. When the unarmed Alvaro questioned the sheriff's actions, the cop drew his weapon. Before he could shoot, Alvaro disarmed him and fled. Alvaro did not inflict any injury on the officer, and, as several people conceded, Alvaro could have further harmed the sheriff and did not, as such was not his intention. Alvaro was in fear for his life. At Alvaro's trial, police described Alvaro as a, quote, troublemaker, unquote. Other officers indicated that there was concern Alvaro was collecting information about police brutality in the barrios, as well as pursuing a potential suit against law enforcement over the killing of Mexicano youth Hervé Ramos when Alvaro was a youth. Alvaro was no stranger to the police. He had previously won civil rights suits against the Pecos County Sheriff's Department and the county for a brutal beating he endured at the hands of police years ago. Two deputy sheriffs were convicted for the criminal civil rights violations stemming from the beating. The police received 5 years probation and never spent a day in jail. In June 1997, Alvaro was convicted of threatening the sheriff, but acquitted on the charge of shooting Sergeant Hines. He received a 50-year sentence.